A week after a video of a couple in Martinez defacing a Black Lives Matter sign had gained national attention, huge protests are expected in Martinez today in response. We're going to go live now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and join the mayor of Martinez, Rob Schroeder. Mr. Mayor, thank you for your time today.
Certainly, my pleasure.
What are you expecting to happen in Martinez?
Well, we're hoping that we will have a very calm and peaceful protest. But there is quite a bit of concern with the city has quite a bit of concern just because there's other groups that have come into the city, and we've had some information that they want to cause some problems. But we have a very good plan in place. The chief has worked on this all week, so we're prepared for just about anything. But we're expecting a peaceful protest.
Let's back up just a bit. Did the city of Martinez give a approval for the Black Lives Matter sign to be painted?
It was actually it was approved and signed off by the city manager in consulting with the city council.
But as I understand it, the couple that tried to deface that sign didn't have any approval or knowledge or approval from the city.
No, not to paint it over, and therefore it was repaired. I want to stress also that this is a temporary mural, and the folks that painted it from Artisans for Black Lives understood that when they were given the approval. But I have to also say is that we've gotten national attention because of the defacing and the vandalism. But from what I understand, that today's protest was actually planned weeks before. And another thing I'd like to stress is that the city of Martinez and the city council have not issued a permit for this particular protest. But it's going to happen. People have the right to exercise their First Amendment rights, and so we just want to make sure it's as peaceful as possible.
Mr. Mayor, have you been given any crowd size estimates?
Oh, yeah. I've heard anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000, but it's really difficult to tell. Like I say, we're prepared for large groups. My understanding is that they're going to park cars down at our marina, which is a large area, and then make their way up to the county courthouse where the mural is. They'll have their protest and speeches there, and then we'll march back to the marina area. Main Street will be blocked off, and most of Main Street is boarded up. There's a lot of anxiety in the business community and with the residents on all sides. But like I say, everyone's hoping for the best, and I really hope this turns out to be a positive thing and not a negative thing.
Mr. Mayor, with the city giving approval for the mural to be painted, and then, of course, the reaction you saw from what happened with the couple that tried to paint over it, what's your message today that you'd like to get out? What would you like to tell people about Martinez and Black Lives Matter?
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, Martinez is a small community. We're 38,000 people. We're used to dealing with issues such as paving roads and mowing lawns in our parks and upgrading our quality of life. This is very unusual for us to deal with, but it's here, and I just want the world to know that Martinez is an inclusive place. Is there a place for improvement? Absolutely. Is there racism and bigotry in Martinez? Apparently so, just like there is in every other community, and we're going to do everything we can to eradicate that, at least in our community.
Martinez Mayor Rob Schroeder, as we mentioned, a protest expected later today in Martinez. 2,000 people or more, according to the mayor. We'll have to see the turnout. This took place after the city did give permission for a mural to be painted, Black Lives Matter. A couple tried to then erase that, and they were apparently shooed away by some people who were bystanders.